Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. And today I have Ben Thane, the owner of Midwest Academy in Iowa. And Ben, welcome. Glad to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
And I hope you got good plans for Thanksgiving.
We do. We actually have a huge Parent Support Association. So we'll have about 125 parents of kids and stuff down for a huge Thanksgiving kind of a party all day and a big food fest.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's actually amazing. It's the best food for Thanksgiving. That's one of the real big perks.
Yeah, I remember those. I remember some fantastic Thanksgivings with the kids when I was working at their pretty boarding school here in North Idaho a number of years ago. Okay, well, why don't you explain Midwest Academy? You've been around for about, what, 8 years, 8-10 years? 12
years,
I guess.
Yeah, it's almost 12. We started in 2002. I moved out to Iowa in 2002, and then we opened in March of 2003. Mm-hmm. And ballooned up pretty quickly, actually, a lot faster than anticipated, to about almost 300 students in 2005. And then we've whittled it down to where we feel a lot more comfortable at 125.
125 is a good thing. I put some stock into the general idea of the Dunbar number, which says about 150 is about the maximum number of personal relationships the human brain can tolerate. And so 125 is right in that area along with staff. It's not much over what Dunbar was saying was optimum.
Agree with that.
What's that?
I agree with that, actually. I've never heard of that number, but I totally agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, he's done a lot of research. He's a British anthropologist, and it's the Dunbar number. You put a Google search on it, and you'll come up with quite a bit of information on it. And it's very interesting, very fascinating. Well, tell me about Midwest Academy. What kind of kids you work with, and what's your general approach?
Well, we take students from 12 to 18, and then we have an 18-year-old program for kids who want to stay and finish and go to college. But our typical students are students who are starting to struggle in school. They're having emotional literacy issues in the home, in social life, in a lot of the areas pertaining to that, experimenting with drugs and alcohol, or in the early stages of addiction, which is really plaguing this generation. With marijuana becoming legal, most of the kids nowadays are having substance issues, which are fairly, you know, significant compared to what the common perception of drugs are today. And then also there's a lot of media addictions with the social media, the Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all the little areas like that where there's a lot of inappropriate text messaging and stuff going back, pictures, web cams and web broadcasts of more sexual nature. There's a lot more of that coming up lately.
It sounds like what you stay away from is the kids that need intensive therapy. They would probably do better in a residential treatment center, which is really geared towards treatment for serious disorders. Sounds like you're talking about, yes, there's serious in behavior, and maybe some of the diagnoses are serious, but sounds like sort of light duty compared to how damaged some kids can be.
Yeah, I mean, any of the heavy drug use that need a treatment center that way, or a hospital, or a detox. And then heavily violent kids that have been, you know, have a past of that, we'll refer on. If the kids do show up, usually within a month or two, you can see that they're not a good fit, mm-hmm. and you can refer them out to other places.
Okay, well, one of the things, and I know a lot of educational consultants especially are concerned with or interested in, is that in the early days you were associated with the Worldwide Association of Specialty Schools and Programs, the WASP programs, which no longer exist now, I understand. Could you tell me how you have modified or changed from that, and how long ago did you part company with WASP?
Well, we were never a worldwide school.
Ah, okay.
Truthfully, I mean, we got linked into that because we used the premier education system that all the worldwide schools or most of them used. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we were still, you know, Bob Litchfield owned the property that we were leasing from him in whatever capacity, whatever company, you know, wasn't in his name, but it was in a company anyway.
Right.
But even from the beginning, I mean, the model that we had out here was, I think, significantly different. Just taking a more client friendly approach with the kids, not the just treating them like a number or an animal type of thing, but human beings with dignity and respect, really trying to work on the academics. Our academics have been significantly different with how we've always done school.
A little bit of an aside, how do you handle the academics? What sort of academics or model do you use?
Well, we use a hybrid approach, and the reason for that is I went to school, graduated, you know, top of my class. I had scholarships coming out of high school, you know, almost straight A's, and I never really did any homework in high school, but I thought I was, you know, I thought I was really smart. And I got to college, and it kicked my butt. I didn't know how to learn.
Gee, I could relate to that.
So I vowed, you know, because at an early age I knew I wanted to do something like this, and I said I would never let another kid under my, if I, when I opened my school that I wanted, I would change the academic approach. And so we have kind of a traditional hybrid with self-paced. So we have a full teaching staff, and then the kids will work on two core classes at a time so that they can delve deep and get the retention up. And what we found is retention goes way up when you're only focusing on two classes at a time.
And how much time in an average day do they put into academics?
So they have 6 hours of instruction, 6 days a week, and then we have 2 hours of PE every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As kind of formal. They read outside of class for a half an hour every day. And reading comprehension is another huge one that we really focus on, helping the kids learn how to read and effectively understand and retain what they read.
Didn't the WASP programs have a packet, what they call a packet system that can be pretty rote?
That's what I, because I, like I said, I started at Cross Creek in 96, and that's mm-hmm. what they had there, and I never saw that that was terribly effective. So when we came out here, the model that we used out here, I think, is far more effective. I mean, we've seen such wonderful growth with the kids. I mean, it is amazing how much work they can get done and how far their test scores go up when they can really start focusing on learning how to learn instead of just kind of force-feeding information.
Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of our time, so what's the future look like for you? What plans or growth or expansion or anything do you have in mind in the next few years?
Well, we want to continue to update our transition program. What we found is that kids are needing a stronger transition home. So we're working on a couple different transitions as far as either a college prep, so kids can still have that same support and some structure transitioning home, so they don't just go home right back into the old environment and they can get, you know, on their feet. The other thing academically that we're looking at doing is co-oping with a local community college. And instead of the kids taking their junior and senior year of high school, start co-oping so they're doing college for their junior and senior year. So when they leave, effectively, they could have a two-year degree.
Hmm. Oh, that sounds good. And that sounds like, right, and I've been reading a lot of schools have been doing that. And finally they got to where kids that were doing college-level work in high school would get the college credit for it.
Well, and that's what we've been finding. Our kids are doing so well that way that it's just a no-brainer.
Okay. Well, I think we've about run out of time. Maybe we can talk at more length later on. But this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and been talking to Ben Thane, the owner of Midwest Academy in Iowa. Well, thank you very much, Ben. It's been good talking to you.
Thank you.